Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So now I guess we're gonna go to the live Q&A. I think they're gonna bring us all in. And we're gonna take fan questions, and this is one of my favorite things to do. I think we're gonna bring in a young lady named Brittany, and there she is. Hello, Brittany. How are you?
Hello. How are you all?
Pretty good. Thanks for joining us, and excited to have you on. And where are you zooming in from?
Redondo Beach.
Redondo Beach. Okay.
LA.
Yeah, you're not far. So tell us what is your question?
So my question is for you, Scott.
Okay.
So I'm interested to hear what you'll have to say, because hearing your storyline you came up for Grant, is there any Luke storyline that you wish you could have seen play out but never did? And that could be a storyline you've written in for yourself in your head, or one that you've heard someone write for you but it was never filmed.
I wanted to see the wedding play out in the episodes. I wanted a big just town celebration. I just thought it was, you know, even though it was so on the nose and it was the obvious thing to do, I still, and the Palatinos don't really like to go into those obvious places. They go big when they should go small, or feel they need to go small when things are calling for something big. And I like that about the writing. Because it's unexpected. But I thought in that case, with the fans waiting so long, nine years, for God's sake, let's just give them the full meal and make the four episodes about, and honor, of course, you have to honor Ed Herman and remember him in the right way.
Yeah.
But it could have all been sort of incorporated into this giant celebration of life and love and Luke and Lorelei and And it just, I just was a little disappointed with that, but there's, I think, still an opportunity to do it the right way. The way that's going to satisfy the fans, I think. The thing that the fans deserve, in my
opinion. Give the people what they want.
That's what they want, yeah. And I just didn't get it, and maybe this was just a setup for more episodes to come. I don't know. It's been 5 years, so.
I think Sally wants to add something.
Okay, yeah, I think she's Sally in the front row. Yes.
Well, if you asked me the same question, I would say that I thought that Luke and Babette were going to have an affair, and that would have been personally really fun for me.
Fulfilling.
Just
to bring it all together. And
well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Brittany. Thanks for joining us.
Okay? Bye, Brittany.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Okay. So this is Heather. Hi, Heather.
I look so young.
How are you doing?
Hi, Heather.
Are you? You look like you might be dressed as a character from a certain show. What would that be? I wonder.
Oh, I might be. I don't know. I mean, it's the uniform, you know. Gotta do it.
It's hot in my studio, so if I put a flannel on, I'll expire. But
I'm in Seattle, so it's perfect flannel weather.
Yeah, Seattle. That's where I'm from.
They invented flannel up there. It's the Flannel Institute of Seattle. I was going to attend, but I didn't have the grades. But anyway, how are you? And what is your question?
I'm great. Yeah, I do have a question. And actually, since so many are on, this would be great to hear. But I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about a day of shooting. Like, what happened? Like, would you arrive? Like, hair, makeup, the whole thing. And I was also wondering just, like, how that process went. And then was it much longer and more involved for especially the women on the set?
Emily, you want to take that since you haven't had a chance to speak yet?
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Loud and clear. Oh, wow. What a concept. for me, I didn't take any time at all. One time, they looked at my hair and they said, oh, you look fine. Go to set. So I did. When I shot the pilot, they said, Mrs. Kim doesn't wear makeup. They put me on with no makeup. I did not have one little speck of powder on. Oh, good thing, gosh. But it's fine. It's Mrs. Kim.
Yeah, you look great.
It was cake. Thank you.
Emily, I had to put on my glasses. I thought you were Keiko.
Oh, thank you, Sally.
And then I put on my glasses and I thought, well, there's Emily and I'm old and blind. That's the only problem. My process was that I had to get up way too early to come to set because I'm really a theater animal. And our theater hours are such that by the time you finish a play or a musical and you wait for your adrenaline to go back down, it's 3 a.m. before you can go to sleep. So I never go to sleep before 2 or 3 a.m. And to have to be on the set at 6 a.m. in a makeup chair was just not working for me ever. Yeah. And then you'd get made up and it would be 6 a.m. And then, of course, it's all looking really crusty by noon. And then they keep patching. They keep patching.
Right. Yeah. You know, for me, it was pretty easy. You know, I took the pants home. I didn't take the pants home, but I took the... I wore a hat so they didn't have to do any hair. They'd throw some powder up in the air. I'd run through it, and then I'd be on the set. It would take me 5 minutes. So,
wow.
I mean, I still had to be there early. But, you know, as the years went on, I begged and pleaded, like, hey, you know, it takes me 2 seconds to get ready to get on set. Don't call me in early. I can be there 15 minutes before cameras roll. And they acquiesced. So it was nice. So, okay, so thank you so very, very, very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So we have next up is Kayla. Let's bring Kayla in. Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
Where are you Zooming, streaming in from?
I'm from Clovis, New Mexico.
Clovis, New Mexico. Hello.
I'm from Clovis, New Mexico.
Yes, and thanks for joining us. And what is your question?
Okay, my question is for Scott. Did you and Lauren get along on set? I know there's been numerous rumors that you guys didn't get along.
Oh, that's nonsense. You have to understand something. When you've got, you know, there were a lot of very intense scenes between us, a lot of feelings that the characters were feeling going on between us for 7 years, the build up to the first kiss, then, you know, the romance itself, and then the, you know, those are intense feelings that actors have to conjure up in order to play the scenes. And, you know, in the one-on-one scenes, there's a lot of blocking issues. Like if she came into the diner, we'd already been there for 14 hours or 12 hours, what it was, and we were both exhausted or just, you know, flying from coffee and crashing and that kind of a thing. And we're working with the director to block out a scene. Maybe we had a different vision of how the scene should go. And that was the beauty of working on the shows. They let you kind of block your own scenes at times. Mm-hmm. You know, the director would give you a blueprint of what he felt. It was usually pretty right on, you know. Sometimes it was, you know, I had other ideas, she had other ideas. And it all kind of, there can be a little professional conflict.
Yeah.
But it's not bad blood and it's not what you think. I think the day that there was some article that came out, there's some rumor started, was a day somebody was on set from a publication and there was a little back and forth between me, Lauren, and the director, and we didn't quite agree on something. But that's common. You know, that's not anything out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
So when you have, you know, theater people in there going head to head, wanting to make the best possible scene that you can possibly make, and you feel that isn't happening, then you're going to speak up, you know, because it's your butt up there on screen for eternity. So you want to make it great, right? You want to make it great. So it's just like any other situation in any other job in existence. It's like, you know, the true professionals really want to get it right. And they don't want to cut corners. And they, you know, it's like, I'm, you know, and actors can't, you know, really do things until they're feeling them. So if the blocking feels wrong and I'm not feeling it, you can't do it. So that's all it is. It's just two kind of type A's, just this sort of maybe not agreeing sometimes, but it was all respectful. And at the end of the day, I always came away thinking that I had a wonderful scene partner in her. And I think we made some great scenes together.
You guys did. Definitely.
Yeah.
Best couple that I know.
I didn't get along with Emily. And I asked to be and not be in any scenes with her. And I think I was only near her a couple of times in 7 years. So that was good for
me. And you got angry about that too, didn't you?
Oh, you threw a big fit.
And I think you were throwing you set chairs. And
she and Liz Torres, they gave me such a hard time.
Oh,
I think if a publication showed up at the right time between any two people, you could come away with, right, you know, oh, they didn't like each other, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, they'll make rumors about anybody just to get publicity. But yeah, anyway, I love your show. Love all you guys.
Right. They want people clicking on their art of their headline.
Yeah,
you know, they want to create something because, you know, they probably, you know, most of the reporters, the entertainment reporters come on set and they probably get nauseated with how well everybody's getting along.
I know.
Is this place for real? Are these people for real? They really like each other this much? I mean, let's stir something up a little bit. So I don't know. So there you go.
Well, I'm glad to know the truth. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thank you for your questions. Thank you. And
bye.
Bye. We could start a rumor about the Jackson Grant feud. It's been going on for decades.
And really, whose baby is it? It's really my baby.
Yeah.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy Getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So we have Libby waiting in the wings to come on. And here's hi Libby.
Guys.
How you doing?
Libby.
Good. Calling from Australia.
Oh, my God.
Wow. In the background. That's far.
What time is
it? Yeah, Melbourne. Melbourne, Australia. We love you here.
What time is it there?
It is 1:15 in the afternoon. So I'm in the middle of my work day. So don't tell my work. But I'm thrilled to be here. And now that I've actually got you all here, my question I think is going to be perfect for any one of you to answer. It is actually how you guys thought or think Stars Hollywood have coped throughout the pandemic, particularly in lockdowns. Because I have my theory, but it has changed. But I'm really interested to hear from you guys.
Jackson, you want to take that?
I think we would have sent each other notes by cats. We would have just taped notes to cats and sent messages back and forth by cats. I think that would have happened. I don't know. They would have done something very quirky, wouldn't they? It would be, yeah. I can see a scene where Babette and, you know, where Sally and Liz are just 6 feet apart and just Adele yelling at each other. From 6 feet apart, and she would just take the mask off and say, "I hate this stupid thing," and I could see it very clearly.
I think Miss Patty would have just gone nuts because she's such an extrovert. Oh. But I think Lorelai, I just don't think. I mean, it's Rory would have been fine. Luke would have loved it. He would have been in his element.
Right.
It's like, here's your takeaway. I can serve you takeaway through a window, but you're not coming into my diner.
There would have been a town meeting with just Taylor at the podium. He would just be standing there, and there would be an empty. The place would just be empty.
He would do it by Zoom, though,
and still go through the whole thing for an hour.
He would do it by Zoom. But Scott, you were saying you.
I don't really agree. I don't agree with that. I don't think Luke would have worn a mask, and I think
he no. But he would have loved not having people come into his diner. I think he would have been very happy to.
Really? Until he had to pay the rent.
He could have had a window where people could have come and quickly got their food and ran out again.
Here's what I think would have happened. If that was a storyline, I think that Amy and Dan would have come up with a poster just like no cell phone. It would have been no mask.
Maybe. I think Luke, even though it seems like Luke didn't like people, I think he liked people. He just couldn't admit it to himself or anyone else. Luke's a big softy. Come on.
He's a big softy,
don't you think? Don't you think, Scott?
He's
a big softy with a crinkly outside.
Very strange cat, for sure. That's a strange, tight cat right there, man.
Scott, how do you think Lorelai would have coped?
With
in lockdown.
The pandemic?
Yeah.
Wow. How do I think she would have coped? You know what? They're in Connecticut, right? So small town Connecticut. I don't know. I think she would have. Well, she's running a business, right? So she's gotta. Well, that's lockdown. So the business is like not going, right? I don't know. I just don't see any of these characters complying. I think that's the beauty of the town. It's like it's maskless. We're not doing this.
It would have been the first town with 100% vaccination rate.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. I really do. I think you're spot on, Jackson.
You think it would have been the first town with 100% vaccination?
Yeah.
Really? Because everybody would just want to get back to the. Yeah.
I think vaccination's about community, and I think Stars Hollow is just one big family.
Well, I think that's one literally big family true, that fights and... right? If you read the actual book, I think everybody actually is related, right? That's a fact.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
I'd love to know how Luke and Taylor were related.
Yeah.
Well, I think that Maury would have refused to get vaccinated, and Babette got vaccinated, and so that's why she went on and had an affair with Luke.
Right. They're still trying to work it. That angle. I gotcha.
We're starting some fan fiction here.
Right. Oh my goodness.
Well, thank you for answering my curly question.
We tried.
It's just fun talking to you because you're all the way on the other side of the planet.
I know. That's funny. Yeah. It's been so much fun. I'm really, really enjoying rewatching after so many years because I watched it. I was binging the DVDs. When binging wasn't even a thing, my best friend and I would sit in our pajamas and eat junk food, and we would watch Gilmore Girls, and we'd have what we just called marathon sessions, and now they're called binging sessions. And this is long, long 20 years ago, so really enjoying getting back into it.
Well, that's so. Thanks for your questions.
Thank you so much.
It was lovely meeting you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks so much. Bye. Take care. Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Okay. All right, so let's answer a few questions that listeners are submitting live right now. And Riley has a question for Jackson. Do you actually like vegetables and fruits? Well, this is getting right to the heart of
it. I know, it really is.
It's right to the matter. Go ahead.
Yes, but I'm very picky. I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't eat the same variety that Jackson on the show would. You know, I like I like them simple. You know, a razzquat, I don't know if I would eat it.
Yeah.
But zucchini tush, I don't know. I doubt it. But all that genetic, hybrid stuff. But yeah, I do. I don't eat enough of them, but I don't hate them.
Right.
Spinach,
broccoli. Broccoli.
Yeah, I even have a kale smoothie in the morning. I will put kale in it and put everything else in it—an apple, a pear, anything—to get rid of the kale taste. But
okay. All right. Well, that's okay. So now here's a question for Emily. Lindsay is asking, what do you think was Mrs. Kim's best quality?
I think she could love unconditionally. I think that was her best quality.
There you have it.
There you have it.
There you have it. And one hell of a negotiator too, huh, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That scene
Emily.
With Emily was just fantastic. Okay, Grant, here's a question for you from Summer.
Okay.
Summer, Grant, do you have a favorite song you sang on the show?
Oh, wow. Goodness. Well, I sang quite a few of my own songs on the show, you know. I think the one that really kind of tickled me the most was when I was asked to sing Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
I love
it. Not part of my normal repertoire, you know. So I had to learn at least the first, maybe the chorus of it. So that's the one that sticks with me, you know, a few of those cover songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you still remember it? Can you play a bar or two or anything?
Let's see. Wake me up before you go-go. I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go-go. Cut. That's all I had to know. Right. But, you know, all in that amount of time, I had to walk across the street, jump over a fire hydrant, scale a wall. Like, you know, a lot of things happened in that few bars. That's acting, though.
Right. Here's Marie. Marie wants to know, and this is for each of us, guys. And we're going to start with, Jackson. Who is your favorite character in Stars Hollow?
Me.
Thank you. Grant.
I would agree. Yeah.
Jackson. Yourself? Jackson? Yeah. Emily?
I don't know. It kept changing.
Okay. Yeah. Sally?
I have to say it would have been Lorelai's mother, Emily Gilmore.
Oh, yeah.
She was just such a pistol and a woman who speaks her mind, which I've always been afraid to do in my life.
Right.
Yeah, she was. I mean, Emily was just absolutely exquisitely portrayed and such a fun, wonderful character. It's really hard to narrow down what a favorite, you know, a favorite. Yeah. I hate doing favorites, you know, but there's somebody who would make me laugh every time. He would even just be standing there off camera waiting to go on. It would make me laugh. And Taylor, I think, was just, I always could laugh at everything he did. I don't know why. Right. So he just always tickled me.
I share the same sentiments. It's tough to pick. So I'll narrow it down to two. Lauren and Alexis, and I'm, you know, as I'm watching these episodes, it's just, you know, I'm just seeing how so incredibly sweet and vulnerable Alexis was in that portrayal, and it just, for me, it just took enormous courage to portray something like that. I mean, that's I guess naturally how she is, but I was very surprised at how naturally gifted an actress she was and how easy she was with it. And Lauren, obviously, for you know, I mean, what can you say? I mean, she had to carry that show, and I mean, that schedule would have killed your average or your of a strong man, and she just bowled her way through those days, like, you know, with real class and just.
Yeah. It certainly was impressive to watch.
It was impressive to watch. I couldn't because it was just close. Scene after scene after scene after scene after scene after scene after scene every single day, right? I mean, I'd blow in, you know, three, four, five days a week sometimes, right? Not a lot, but I'm working with her most of the time. And okay, Scott, you know, we'd shoot for a couple of hours and then she'd have four scenes and then I'd come back and we'd shoot for another couple of hours. She'd have four more scenes. And then I mean, it was just like, I don't know how she did it. I really don't know how she did it.
I don't know either. I don't know how you learn all those lines.
No, I mean,
we've had such a hard time.
Huge amounts of dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Just crazy.
Every day, pages and pages. I don't see.
It wasn't uncommon to receive like a new draft of the script, right? Like that very, the night before as you slept or as you arrived on set, right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, so let's bring on Laura. Laura is waiting. Here she is. Hi, Laura.
Hey, hi guys. How are you?
How you doing? Where are you streaming in from?
I'm good. I am streaming in from Livonia, Michigan.
Livonia, Michigan. Yep. You getting a little winter weather up there?
It's rainy today. Rainy and cool. Not quite winter yet, but.
It's getting close. Well, welcome. Thanks for coming on. What is your question?
My question is, I was wondering, how many flannel shirts do you think Luke owned?
Oh, my goodness. how many flannel shirts could Luke own? I think, you know, they did a whole, you know, people count these things. People mm-hmm. in the media, they count them up. So I'm sure there's a number. I'm not aware of the number. I know how many wardrobe fittings I did multiple times a year with, you know, 20, 30 flannels each time, three times a year. So I probably did 20, 25 wardrobe fittings. I don't know. I think he owned flannel shirts. I mean, Luke, probably 5 to 10.
On average, how
I'm
many shirts?
With three.
How many shirts would Luke be wearing at a time on average? Are we like, how many? How many? Two, really?
An undershirt and yeah.
What about the overcoat? What about the fatigue? The green fatigue there. I'm counting three at least.
Three layers.
Three.
You never did that '80s thing with the flannels where you wore like, you know, when they would wear two polo shirts and you'd pop the collar on one of them. Do you think you ever did that with a flannel? Wear two flannels and just have one popping out from the other one. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Steve Bannon stole your look there. That's what I'm saying.
I think you did. And Steve and Jay. Right? So, so thank you, Lori. If you have another question, get it in real quick.
No, I don't. That was it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Nice meeting you. Thanks for coming on.
You too.
All right. Bye. Take care. And last but not least, we have a Brittany waiting in the wings, and there she is.
Hi.
Hello, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Where are you streaming in from?
I am streaming from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
Yeah.
So, I'm going to be there in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. Yeah, wow. I'm going to go visit my friend Bonnie, who just moved there.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I love Indianapolis. I went duck pin bowling there.
How'd you do?
Ever heard of duck pin bowling?
I have heard of it. Yes.
Yeah. Only in Indiana.
No, we did that. We did that in Jersey. You kidding me?
You did?
I don't even know what that is.
It's like smaller bowling ball, smaller pins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why duck? What does it have to do with duck?
Because they look like little ducks.
Okay. All right.
All lined up. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. They don't look like big bowling pins. They look like little ducks.
Oh. All right. Good answer.
It's like a bocce ball size bowling ball. You just like
the
fire.
Ball doesn't look.
Is it like 4 feet to the end of the?
No. Well, it's the normal distance.
It's the normal distance, just but smaller pins at a smaller.
I believe
ball.
It's a PBA regulation distance.
Well, okay. Then.
I walked it off one once in my rented bowling shoes, and it was exact. What is your question, Brittany? If we could.
So my question is for any of you to answer. So it is: what was one thing that shocked you about Gilmore Girls that you didn't expect? And this could be anything from what happened behind the scenes, or just day by day shooting of Gilmore Girls, or just anything that comes to mind.
What shocked me was that Amy Sherman-Palladino this isn't the shocking part, that she's an incredible writer and that her writing idol is Dorothy Parker. But what shocked me was that she wrote scripts that were, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 pages longer than a normal 1 hour television show.
Wow.
And rather than cut her brilliant words, we were all just told to talk fast.
I know.
Yes.
And so we all talked really fast on the show, and I didn't know it had become a habit until I went to Ogunquit, Maine to their theater there to do Fiddler on the Roof, and I played Golda, Tevye's wife. And the director came to me at the end of the first day of rehearsal, and he said, "Why are you talking so fast?" I said, he says, "Yes, you are. You're talking so fast." I said, "I don't know what you're talking about." And he says, "Well, go home and think about it, because you can't talk that fast when you play Golda." And I came back the next day, and I said, "I'm on Gilmore Girls. We have to talk so effing fast." I said, "It's to get all the Amy Sherman-Palladino's dialogue in."
Yeah.
I said, I will talk slower as I play Golda. I promise. Yeah.
You're probably right that the most shocking thing is how many trees had to die for the amount of scripts that we had.
Wow. Absolutely.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing happened to me because I did a series right after Gilmore and I was talking so fast, and it was not a sitcom. It was a single camera comedy. And I was talking so fast all the time that, you know, the showrunner was saying, why are you talking so fast? And then it went to the next series in 2010. I did another series for NBC. And I was talking so fast all the time. And I equated talking fast with acting from yeah. 7 years right. ago. And it really took some like retraining myself just to calm down. Anyway, Jackson, what was your biggest shock?
I think that I think how long the scripts were, but how fast Lauren could actually talk.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the most shocking, that she could talk faster than anybody on the show. And it was.
Yeah.
It almost felt like dialogue. Yeah. And make it sound natural.
Yeah.
And make it sound like she's actually just saying it. Not, I mean, you know, that she's just thinking it as she's saying it. But yeah, I don't know. That's hard to try to think of anything else. I don't know.
What was shocking to me also was that the show was a hit. You know, people told me when I was in my 20s and on All in the Family, oh, it's a shame that you're on something so popular because the rest of your career will be downhill.
That's a lovely thing to say.
It's a huge hit. And I was the first one to say, oh my God, I've gotten the brass ring while I'm riding the Ferris wheel twice now. How did this happen?
Yeah.
I was shocked that it became such a cult favorite.
That's true.
Lightning never strikes twice, and it did with you with All in the Family and Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I could die right now and it'd be fine.
I love every scene that you are in. Oh my goodness. That's Sally. Every scene that you are in is so, so good.
Thank you, Brittany. Yeah.
It was, I think what was shocking to me, this is off camera, is that when I went to Barcelona and lived there for a few years, but the first day when we landed and we arrived and we were picking up our luggage at the carousel, I got recognized in the airport in Barcelona. I think that's shocking. So how many people it reached, so many different countries,
I found that traveling, you know, cause I tour quite a bit, you know, go on the road with a guitar and always meeting new fans of the Gilmore Girls, wherever I go. So great.
Yeah. I would say the thing that shocked me the most was that we were never nominated for major awards in the entire 7 years. That was the shocking, and now that I'm watching the show for the first time, I'm even more shocked because I know the work that we did while we were there. I knew the quality of it while we were shooting it. I didn't have to see the episodes to know that it was special because I had some experience coming into that. But now that I'm watching it, I'm just completely mystified by it. How, you know, whatever academies and committees or whatever just said, I can't fathom that because
that's not a real network. We don't, you know,
it's a real show and it's real characters and there was nothing on television like it. There still isn't anything on television like it. There never will be anything on television like it. And the fact that it wasn't recognized I think that needs to be corrected, actually.
I hadn't thought about that, but that is shocking. And you're right. And I'm now bitter.
You were bitter before, Sally. Don't claim that Jackson, just now all of a sudden you're going to start to be bitter. Come on now.
Jackson, do not talk about my dirty laundry. I was going to say an iPod.
Well, Brittany, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You were fun. Great question. And thanks for coming on. We really, really appreciate it. Okay. Yes,
thank you.
All right. Take care now.
Bye, guys.
All right, Brittany.
Bye.
All right, gang. I think that's a wrap.
Oh, my God. We have to say goodbye again. It's so painful every time.
Bye, Jackson. Bye, Grant.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Scott.
Well, Emily, great to see you.
Bye, Emily. Love you all.
Love you. Miss you. Let's get together, for God's sake. I'll see you in Nashville. I'll see you in Nashville. Sally, you're in L.A. Jackson, you're L.A. We got to get together and go to dinner, for God's sake. This is ridiculous.
I don't have any way
of getting a hold of Jackson, but I know how to get a hold of you, Scott.
Get a hold of me.
Grant, you're just, oh, he's on the road, right?
Yeah, he's on the
quite a bit.
We'll fly him up on a private jet. We'll just get him up for the night. Anyway, thank you so much for chopping it up with me, guys. It was a real pleasure. And I miss you all. I love you all. And hopefully I'll see everybody soon, okay?
Yep. Congratulations on your podcast.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's great.
This is a fan movement. It's is fully fan supported globally, and it's an honor to be able to bring them some content. You know, they need stuff.
They're insatiable.
They need new stuff, man. You gotta feed them. They're hungry and they deserve it. So anyway, thanks, guys. It was a lot of fun, and I hope we do it again pretty soon. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Grant, safe travels. Jackson will be in touch. Sally will be in touch. Grant, I'll see you in Nashville. Emily, again, I'm singing her songs. Emily, I can't hear you. I want to talk to you.
Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait. There's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.